Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, coming to you from a beautiful New York City day at the Gas Digital Studios, and I am just pleased as punch. Why? Because I have two great guests today from Comedy Fight Club here in New York City. It is our great friend Matt Maron. How you doing, dog?
What's up? I'm good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. And next to him from World War Fun, our great friend from Philadelphia, Mr. Sidney Gant. How you doing, dog?
Good, man. Happy to be here.
Thank you for being here. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Matt, what do you want people to check out?
We got Comedy Fight Club every Sunday night in the city. This coming Sunday at Lucky Jack's is our Cinco de Mayo show. Main event's Chipotle versus Taco Bell. Going to be a fun one. And tickets are on sale for our next show at The Stand, Comedy Fight Club at The Stand, May 31st. Coming up for me, stand-up, Medusa Bar in Williamsburg on May 11th. May 15th, I'll be at Bibble Bash Comedy Bunker in Bushwick. They're doing a roast of the NBA for the playoffs. And May 25th, I'm doing a comedy game show called the Second Best Comedy Game Show at Sugar Mouse in Manhattan, May 25th.
Fantastic. Mr. Gant?
Check out World War Fun, the fastest rising comedy podcast in the universe, is what I just said. And every Sunday we drop a new episode. And also check out our Instagrams, Ryan Shaner and myself, because that's where we're going to be posting our shows. We just sold out a show in Connecticut to both of our surprises. So we're looking to do that more. So come check us out at Sidney Gain on Instagram.
Fantastic. And Zach is not funny. On Instagram, punchup.live/ZachMico for my dates. Taping my first special May the 23rd at the Creek in the Cave. In Austin, Texas, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., myself and Tim Butterly splitting up that time. And if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. Promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money. You get your shows early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows over the last decade, and our Friday bonus episode. Quick announcement. I'm doing something that I haven't done in a very long time. I'm taking a week off next week. I will be out working on a project that I cannot discuss. So I am going to tape one extra one this week. And then I'm taking a couple days off, but I'll be back and better than ever. So thank you so much for understanding. I don't think I've done this since I worked on Shakespeare's Shitstorm, take this long off. So I sincerely apologize, but I thank you. And I'll let you know I'm not going to make a habit of it. All right. Gentlemen, it's the zoo. Let's do some animal stories. Zookeeper makes eye contact with lion, and lioness saves him from attack. So we're, for once, not going to watch somebody get fucked up.
We're going to watch somebody get saved.
Yeah, we're going to watch somebody get saved. So yeah. Let's check it out. All right, he's locked in. He's on him. Jermaine, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You got two priors.
That was definitely the girlfriend being like, not again.
These motherfuckers feed us. They give us a place to sleep. You biting these motherfuckers?
Yeah.
That was a wild thing that just happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like she was like, not now. Like, yeah. Not, they looking. They looking.
That's exact, dude. Yeah. It was they're here. You do this shit at night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That way we can eat in peace.
That's crazy. Also, I mean, you can't if there's a rule that you can't look the king of the beast in the eyes. Like, what was he doing? Why would he make eye contact with a lion?
I don't know if you're not supposed to make eye contact.
Was it that he made eye contact with the lion and that's why it attacked him? Or did he make eye contact with the girl like, come get your man?
Yeah, maybe that lion was like, can I get a dollar? And he was like, I don't got it.
Yeah.
Goddamn lion, 1-3-50.
Yeah.
No, I think he made eye contact with it and it took it as a challenge.
Mm.
For sure. I mean, I think every species kind of does that.
Like, yeah.
I don't like to be looked in the eyes, personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
It feels like a stare. When you're talking to somebody that looks you in the eyes when you're talking to them, it feels like they're challenging you.
Yeah. You are right, but I also am like, damn, are we all autistic?
A little bit.
I think the autistic ones that are
at least one of the three of us is.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. It's you. You know it's you.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to be like, aren't we autistic guys?
I'll give you 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Dude, I think eye contact is more autistic than lack of eye contact.
Prolonged eye contact.
Oh, yeah, that's actually prolonged eye contact is worse than not being able to make
sociopathic behavior.
Yeah. Yes,
crazy.
Yeah,
like there's never a good context for it. There's no context where I'm like, more eye contact, please.
Yeah,
how's your night vision?
I'm getting up there in age, so my night vision is getting a little bad. I don't like. Thank you for bringing that up, Zach. It's a very very sensitive topic.
Well, okay, no, this is why I ask.
Yeah.
I had friends years ago who made like jackass kind of videos. They were called A New Low.
Mm.
And they were gross boys. A lot of poop.
Yeah.
You know, like their one friend fell asleep and they pooped in his socks and put them back on him. That kind of stuff.
What a feat that must have been. Pooping in a sock, number one.
They took the poop out of the toilet and stuffed
even
it in the sock.
Even more impressive.
Yeah.
Mm. Like to get.
And to
poop,
get it on
all the way to the toe,
waking the guy up.
Oh, he was blacked out.
Yeah.
And they did a series of interviews with this guy named Scotty the Carney, who lived in their town.
Hell yeah!
And he was he could have been on Trailer Park Boys. And if you told me this was a character actor, I'd be like, this guy is lost in this role.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an old Carney. I think he was probably a little special needs.
Yeah, a little Matt Maron.
Yeah.
No. No, the other way.
Gotcha.
The debilitating way.
Yeah, Narum Tam. I just did.
Yeah.
Not the kind of way where you just like know a lot of baseball stats.
Yeah. The one where you can't. Someone can't take your baseball.
Yeah. Where you try and chew on the baseball.
Yeah, there you go.
Which, by the way, is a baseball stat. Like, how many baseballs do you get to chew?
He was obsessed with cigarettes and pussy.
Mm.
That's all he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
My guy.
But then he would talk about doing security at the carnival, and he said he had a big mag flashlight, and he would say that... He said black people can't see at night, so you use the flashlight to blind them. Like, if you shine a flashlight, you have 5 seconds to bop them.
To bop them?
You can with bop the a flashlight.
Dude, it's like a video game.
You have five seconds to hit them with the mag. If you hit them hard with the mag.
When you hit them, what do? Do they like, oh, they no, freeze. He didn't.
They freeze.
Yeah. Like, in a particular pose?
Yeah. Like, they Vogue.
The Air Jordan pose.
Yeah. Well, I think he said basically, like, it was almost like the Neuralizer for Men in Black.
Yeah.
Like, it gives them a second.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Looney Tunes spotlight.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Honestly, we need to bring carnivals back because I think so many of the crazy people we have in everyday life, just those people used to just work on carnivals.
Yes, 100%.
And we just now have them like in our everyday lives. I wrestled for a bit on a carnival and I met a couple of these like old carnies, and one of them was like, he now operated the Tilt-A-Whirl. His name was Hercules because his mom and dad were on the carnival. Like, one of them was a magician. The other was a nurse and magician's assistant. And he was born and raised to be a carnival strongman. But he was too old now, so he just worked the Tilt-A-Whirl. And he was a psychopath. Like, this is where those people are, and we just don't have them anymore. So now they're like, I don't know, doing podcasts.
I would argue most people that live out of a suitcase are mentally ill.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyone who gravitates towards trucking any job where you're traveling that much,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, you're not home more than you're home,
yeah.
I think there is a reckless abandonment to them.
Yeah.
What we used to call a rambling man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, Sky the Carney, he had tested that theory on his black friend growing up, Junebug.
Okay.
Which I just want to keep as a permanent name.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I don't know a black person that doesn't have a relative named Junebug.
Yeah.
It's in there?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's a nickname, obviously. But there's
Shannon, can you try Googling Scotty the Carney, a new low, and see if anything comes up? I don't know if there's any clips even still up. Yeah.
Did Junebug have a Jerry Curl? Junebug is a very Jerry Curl nickname kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I pictured a natural.
Interesting.
Like almost with the pick still in it.
No, I mean that's like,
or
that's
maybe
like,
the half braided.
That's more like a T-bone.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Like Junebug is like when he sits on your couch, he ruins it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't invite Junebug over to like family events that are in the house.
My mom used to get so mad at my dad for leaving grease stains on his side of the couch and his fucking dumb Italian hair.
Dude, that's another thing. There are like a certain sect of Italians that can only come to the outdoor cookouts too.
Yeah.
You do not invite them into your home.
Yeah, yeah. No, my dad gets very olive. I don't know how else to explain it.
I know, too.
He gets very olive. He's not dark.
Yeah, the oily of the Italian.
Yeah, yeah. He literally like sweats olive oil in the summer. Yeah.
You ever see, there was like an old newspaper clipping as he gets shared around every once in a while, like when Joe DiMaggio first got big, and it's someone just say, like, it's an official newspaper article, and like, he's not like those, like, the normal greasy, oily Italians you'd expect. He's dignified.
Oh, nice.
They're like, you'd expect him to be like an animal, but he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah. Dude, it used to be just commonly accepted that like Italian, Irish, black, like certain, they were just animals. Yeah. And if you weren't, it was like, let's put this one on a pedestal.
Yeah.
This is one of the good ones.
When, like an official, like a real legitimate newspaper could say that and it was totally accepted. It's like, oh, what do you know?
Yeah.
You know, were they wrong?
No. No, I think we need to bring those terms back.
Yeah.
That's what messed up society. We don't have a differentiation between them and the good ones anymore.
Right, yeah.
Everybody, we're just trying to lump them all into one whole thing. It's like, nah, man, we need those compartments.
We have to stop pretending everyone's equal.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, and of course it's the cliche of the Chris Rock joke.
Yeah.
But I feel like that applies almost to everybody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's definitely Chinese people that are like, oh, could you not fucking ching-chong it up right now?
Yeah.
Like,
please.
Please cover your mouth.
Please.
Yeah.
Please cover your mouth. Or, like, you know, I feel like everyone's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to start putting them all in rooms together. So for a while, a couple years ago, I tried to develop a term that encompasses all of those people, like the B people for every ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I wanted to use wonkies.
Wonkies.
Uh-huh. That's a fun word to say.
It is.
And it feels like it applies to those people across the board.
Yeah.
Let's just start putting all the wonkies in one area, like create like the greatest collab albums that have ever been made.
Yeah.
You know, invent new sports.
Problem is, there's too many non-wonkies that like to defend their own wonkies. There's too many.
I would say defend other people's wonkies.
That's what we
got to
start
that
doing.
That too. Yeah, people
that's
do
the
that.
Issue.
Yeah, but I think there'll be some Italians who's like, yeah, but he's our nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also wanted to start like taking the identity and putting it in back of the word people. So instead of like black people that are black.
Okay.
Right.
People of color.
People of, because it's like, yeah. it's the people first. Like you're never annoyed at the color. It's the person that they are. Well, no. The color gives you the flavoring of your annoyance.
Yes.
But the person is what you hate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked about? I had a friend from Korea, and he told us once that when Chinese people fly to Korea, they give them a pamphlet on basic manners.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, hey, don't spit in the street. Don't piss in the street. If someone's in your way, you can't just push them. Like, yeah. easy, like, literally, like, the way you tell kindergartners
yeah.
Yeah.
how to behave in circle time. Yeah. They give, like, mainland Chinese people, yeah. like, hey, just so yeah. you know.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? Sydney just did the retard version of the Martin Luther King speech.
Yeah.
You just did the content of the character, color of their skin.
Yeah.
But you were like, you had to throw in wonkies also.
You didn't know that I was Martard Luther King?
Martard Luther King.
You didn't know that?
Right. Martin Luther King.
We do have another animal video. Excuse me, not a video, just a story. And this is exactly what we're looking for here on the show. Safari park owner, who once said he'd rather be killed by an elephant than shoot one, is fatally trampled by an elephant.
Hell yeah, I was hoping for it.
Yeah, I'll prove it. I'll prove it right now.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, give us the story.
Okay, so this guy, 65 years old, he ran this park for, I think it's like 30-something years, loved animals very much. And so one day he was taking a small group of people for a tour and this elephant charged him and he never like a, got a shot off or anything. He didn't use his gun and he just got shmushed and he like died instantly.
It's the shmushed.
The smushed.
Shmushed.
Yeah. Shmushed. It's he got shmushed. Chad, did you fill out the autopsy? Shmushed. You know, I'd rather it happen to a poacher.
Mm. Yeah.
But I guess were they captive or was it like a big thing?
It's like a big like a reserve.
Then that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, right?
Yeah.
That's hang out with fucking jungle animals. Something's gonna get you.
I said during the BLM riots.
Yep.
Same exact theory.
And you never know what it's gonna be.
Yeah. Never know.
A big one could be a little one.
Could be.
All right.
I'd rather get smushed by a black person than shoot one.
Hands up, don't smush.
Yeah. you can't publicly have a quote like there out there about yourself. Being like, I'd rather get crushed by an elephant. What are you doing? Yeah. Like, you can't never start a sentence like that publicly.
Never.
Yeah, you're asking for it.
Yeah.
By the way, Shannon, for one of the next two shows, I currently have a section in my notes called Indians Versus.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like 9 videos already. And I have a section that's just Indians versus electricity. Indians versus water. Of course, Indians versus trains.
Right, of course.
And I've just been, dude, I don't know what it is. My algorithm is just
Indians.
Indian people dying now.
Yeah. Mm.
And somebody said that they have the survival instincts of hamsters. It's like, you ever watch one of those videos where somebody invents a mouse trap?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the first mouse will get it, and the other mice look at them and then immediately also do the thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
The way they have the list of things to do for Chinese people, they need to have a list of things to not do for Indian people.
Dude, it's like, they can't stop grabbing wires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
They love it. They love it.
But they're also, I feel like the Indian culture, they're too bold.
Mm.
Like they might believe in themselves a little too much because you watch one Indian touch the wire.
Yeah.
And immediately blow up. And then you're like, well, he obviously touched it wrong.
It's sink or swim. You either become the best at tech or the worst at tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not doing tech.
Yeah.
They're doing calls. They're at call centers.
Right.
They don't have utility belts on.
Yeah.
You know
well, that's they can give you good advice because they've seen all their families died from doing the wrong thing.
Or it's just, there's one, it's literally just a compilation of any guys diving into water.
Yeah.
And then realizing they can't swim. And then just, but it'll be like a 5-minute video where just the last 4 minutes of the video is just the guy floating face down.
That's the confidence I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, why would you think you can do that if you have never done that before? Clearly.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. Well, let's keep the morbidity going. Horrific moment. Motorcycle smashes into car.
Sorry.
No worries. Take your time.
I realized my mic wasn't on 1 second.
You were not. Hey, I cut to it quick. You're doing your best, and I appreciate you.
Here you go.
Oh.
Were there two people on that motorcycle?
Yes, two people.
Got them pretty good. See it again. Vroom, 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 vroom. Goodbye.
Okay, because for a second, I didn't realize there were two people on that motorcycle, and it kind of reminded me of a video game where you hit something and get an extra life, but you never be able to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it kind of was like, oh, you got to miss an extra
life. Let's see it again. So the one flies. The one goes ragdoll flying.
Is that the warning comes up at the end?
Yeah.
The one flies. Oh, and the other one's on the hood.
Yeah.
Oof.
He got pushed into the hood by the guy in back of him. Like, look, he was on top of him.
Wait. Holy shit.
Is it two guys?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Gay.
Yeah.
Well, especially on that split second, the car turns them into doggy. They're known doggy for like a split second.
Yeah, yeah.
They died doing what they loved.
Each other.
Wouldn't it be funny if it tossed them into a 69 and just sent them going? Shannon, I'd assume they died, right?
Not both of them. The driver of the motorcycle died, and the bottom
died.
Yeah.
And the passengers seriously wounded.
Seriously? Why were the passengers even wounded?
Like, The passenger of the, okay, gotcha.
They're both 23.
To me, I don't think of people on the back of motorcycles as passengers.
What do you call them?
Gay guys?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You're holding another man by the waist for safety.
Yeah.
That's never a good look.
Mm.
I wish they made sidecars big enough for me.
Yeah.
I would encourage so many of my friends to get motorcycles.
Just so you could sit in the sidecar.
Just so I could sit in the sidecar with a helmet and like Snidely Whiplash goggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting in a sidecar sounds fun.
I mean, the aesthetic of sitting in the sidecar sounds fun.
Imagine me in a sidecar, goggles, everything, and I just have like a Wawa hoagie.
Yeah.
And I'm just mean mugging people down the highway. Yeah.
And your Wawa hoagie's wearing goggles and a scarf too.
Yeah, yeah. I was like Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
All right, here's another fun one. Oh, fuck, I want to do this one first, actually. This is, you don't get to read the word impaled enough.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. In news articles. Mm. And this is not an impalement in, like, that, like, it goes through somebody's torso.
Okay.
This is a different one. It's not as bad as it sounds, but it is quite the little piece of footage. Shannon, did you watch this already?
I did watch it.
Teen boy impaled by fence during arrest.
Mm. Not to torso. Okay.
What is this, Coachella? No, UK. First Light Festival. So just watch the kid.
Oh! Is that on his up to his. Oh my god.
Now watch, it's hanging off.
Ooh. The fence broke into his face?
No, his chin.
Oh, that's what was flapping?
And his chin is hanging on the fence?
Oh. Go back, Shannon.
No, we don't need to. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think it goes through his mandible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's okay. He's fine. He's good. Whoa, there it is. God.
Goodness, he got fish hooked from the outside.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
And that watch, see, is hanging off.
That's the hanging off part. How unfortunate.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's being further investigated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you blame? Like, he was trying to...
like, run away.
Get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was an unfortunate. Now
I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Yeah, of course. that was a good one.
Thank you. World War Fun. Check it out.
He was trying to get away.
Yes.
He was twisted a little.
He was also white.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more okay with it.
Which is
we can joke about this.
Which is crazy because we're all like, oh, thank God he's white.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
But was he trying to get away? It looked like the officer kind of pushed him, like hit him.
I think he lost his balance.
Mm. Well, see, you're just saying that because he's white, and white people almost never keep their balance. But I feel like his knee was buckled.
Yeah, if it was black, they could
have. If it was a black guy, he was trying to run away. A white guy, he lost his balance.
Black, if he was black, they just could have put a fucking plate where the thing impaled.
Look at the cop's legs. See if he like pushes into him at all. Just only look at the cop. Here it comes. He lost his balance. What a white guy.
did he just fall into it?
Yeah. I think
he wasn't even pushed into it by the cops. He just fell.
He might have been trying to like flail to like imply that the cops were doing more harm than they were.
Yeah.
Like he might have been flopping. Yeah, he went black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go limp. He went limp.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah. Oh, he
call
hurt
my mama.
He hurting me.
This is a white guy who was probably like just asked turning the cop. Do you know who my dad is?
This was a guy who was on something at a dance festival.
Yeah.
At an EDM thing, I bet.
Mm. Yeah.
And he thought he had a little more to... Because I think if he wasn't fucked up, he would be in a lot more pain.
Mm. Yeah, that's... Yeah, he doesn't seem to react the way you would think someone would react getting impaled.
Shannon, thoughts?
I don't know. It's hard for me to really tell here. But okay, I'll say against this kid, he is a child, though. He's 15. Mm. But he... The fact that he's turning back, he's resisting arrest in some way in this. He's turning back. He keeps talking to them. He should just be standing there still facing forward.
But can we also...
This has been bootlicker Shannon.
Yeah. Come on, Shannon. Like, I'm now against Shannon. Like, Shannon, should he have been assisting arrest? Nah. Like, you got to resist a little bit. That's...
Why? That's how bad things happen to you. Sydney as a black man.
Shannon as a Staten Island woman.
You can't just be accepting arrest out there. You have to put... That's your only shot.
Shannon is the embodiment of... I understand why they're protesting, but why the looting and the rioting?
Is that a wrong thing to say?
But Shannon, you only get like certain times and certain contexts in life where the universe kind of understands if you make a scene.
No.
Okay, we apparently disagree.
We disagree.
Sydney's advice to other young black men out there, resist a little.
A little. Just a little. Just make their job annoying. Don't make it hard.
That's not going to make your day go any better.
Oh, you don't know what my heart does. Like, if I can inconvenience somebody that is putting an authority on top of me just a little bit, that's a win for me.
But then they're going to throw extra charges at you. That's an extra charge, resisting.
But again,
why is it worth it?
I don't. There has to be a better word for it than just resisting.
So not like
obstruction.
Not enough to get complying.
Yes. I think there's a difference between resisting and not complying.
Yeah.
Or more like slowing down the process. You know, it's like I'm
gumming up the works.
Yeah, kind of hindering. You know, I'm not resisting.
Legal hindering.
Yes. I'm hindering arrest.
Obstructing. Yes, you're obstructing justice.
Well, see, that's a legal term, Shannon. I think that's a misdemeanor. You're the one that's trying to get me caught up on these charges.
No, I'm trying to save you from them.
No, I'm trying to hinder arrest. You're trying to make me obstruct.
He's under obstruction right now, okay? I agree, Shannon. He was being a bit of a goose. Mm-hmm. Twisting around.
Yeah.
And it did really look like that was him being a clumsy boy.
Yeah. I like when a white guy gets arrested and you're allowed to actually break down the video and discuss it and argue it. Yeah. You're like, that's actually, if it was a black guy getting arrested, it would be like, you got another lion video, Zach?
If it was a black guy, he would have fell face first into fentanyl.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Let's go.
Oh, if we still had title episodes, this would be fentanyl.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a fun one. Sex offender known as Cookie Monster found naked screaming in child's bedroom.
Since when do sex offenders get pro wrestling style nicknames?
So this is the guy, if you want to see what he looks like.
Oh, Cookie Monster. Is it because of the eyes? Wait, is he literally called Cookie Monster because he has Cookie Monster's eyes?
It actually doesn't explain why he's called Cookie Monster.
It's probably the eyes.
I will say, I did think pedophile
I hope it's the eyes.
Yeah, pedophile named Cookie Monster, I did think it was going to be a white guy.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, back to back.
Yo, also, let's black go. People, it's usually not pedophilia. It's usually, that's a white guy crime. Named Cookie Monster, like little kids.
Wait, well, to be fair, Matt, I don't think you understand. So, reported. It's very underreported.
Okay. The black
Because, like, if you get pedophiled by a guy and you're a guy, you don't want people to know that you were made gay.
So black guys, black guys are more homophobic, so they don't report the pedophilia.
You get charged with zestiness if you report pedophilia.
Yeah,
you get an additional charge of zestiness.
Yeah.
Wait.
Then you can get countersued by the pedophile.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, let's break this down for a second. He is black.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So his legal name might be
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
It could be.
It might not be a nickname.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you his real name?
Oh, please tell me. Cookie Monster Washington?
No.
Marvin Anderson.
No.
Wait.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
William Cook.
Ooh, I like that.
Nope.
All right, Shannon, tell us.
Is Laverne Scott.
Oh, it's unfortunate, man. When you get a lady name,
yeah,
as a Sydney, I can tell you,
yeah,
it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Laverne is a tough one, dude.
That is a tough one.
Something has to happen in your life to go from a Laverne to a Cookie Monster.
Yeah, and it ain't cookies.
Dude, you only got a couple options. You can either be like a Cookie Monster or you can be the first person to do open heart surgery.
You can be Vern.
Vern is good. Yeah. Also, I mean, as a pedophile, pretty good branding to go by Cookie Monster.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so Shannon, tell us about the story.
So this guy, he's 65 years old. He has a record stretching back almost 40 years. He allegedly snuck into this home in Omaha, Nebraska, and into the bedroom of a 9-year-old boy. He stripped down naked, got into the boy, got on top of him.
Wait, hold on.
Into the boy.
Hold on, pause. When you said, you meant got into the boy's bed.
Did I not say bed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Shannon, hold on. Yeah. You did not say bed. Yeah. You said got into the boy.
Which is the craziest way to describe pedophilia I've ever heard.
He's into a boy.
He smushed the boy's butt.
Laverne, are you into a boy again? Yeah. Were you into a boy today?
You smush your way into another boy.
Laverne was not, but Cookie Monster was.
On the side of the boy, he never did get into the boy.
Okay.
He spooned him.
He pinned him down, used his feet as hooks to hold the child in place. The kid was screaming. He woke up, and then his grandfather came into the room, got the guy out of the house. He also said that he found him with a bottle of water and a bottle of lotion. The grandfather kicked him out of the house, called the cops, but then the cops got another call from another home down the block saying that someone came into the house claiming the house was his, and it was the same guy, and that's how they were able to catch him. And he was wearing nothing but socks.
It's all about the prep work, by the way.
Yes.
If you want to be good at what you do,
you got to
put the prep work.
When they got the second call
yeah.
of naked screaming black man, do you think they were like, I bet it's him?
I mean, in Omaha, in Omaha, Nebraska, I don't know how many.
It's the cook and black guys running up to
the sounds like Cookie Monster to me, boys.
Yeah, they call him the Cookie Call. Yeah. I've got another Cookie Call. That is wild.
Dude, that's crazy. He went to so he went to somebody else's house naked and said it was his house?
Yes.
Oof.
Well, to be fair, if you did go into your own home and there was somebody in your bed, you're allowed to spoon them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, legally, right? They're on your property. So I don't...
How much can you do legally on your property against someone's consent?
I mean, I don't know.
Spooning, yes?
Yeah, you can't also enter them.
Okay.
There'll be a B and E and E.
Yeah.
You can't also... Yeah. But if you stay on the outside of them, I feel like you should be able to, like, you know, caress.
Yeah.
At the very least.
At least smell their neck.
For sure. Get a whiff. Can you get a whiff? Can I get a whiff?
Yeah. A whiff, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe a hand on the hip, like you dig into like the hip bone a little.
Maybe not a taste.
No.
But a strong enough whiff where you can know.
Yeah, maybe a little nibble on the ear.
I like the idea of the old, like,
digging a
some, like, Midwest police detective smoking a cigarette being like, we've been after the Cookie Monster for years now. I think we finally tracked him down.
The one guy in the child sex crimes unit?
Yeah.
We followed his trail of crumbs. The Cookie Monster strikes again.
We heard there was a naked black man in Omaha, Nebraska, and one guy's like, it must be the Cookie Monster.
Cookie!
That's some Omaha detective's white whale.
Yeah.
The Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
This guy's been a 40-year... Okay. I'm going to say something controversial here.
Welcome to the show.
If you have a pedophile record...
Mm-hmm.
Of longer than 10 years, they should just kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Because and let's be honest. Let's break down here. Mm-hmm. I mean pedophile.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't mean 1916. Or like some fucking...
Right, of course. Yeah.
I don't mean, you know, somebody shaving some numbers down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, honest to God... child molester.
Yeah.
And yes, some people can say there's no difference. Some people can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not here to judge that. I'm just here to say, as far as murdering them.
Yeah. If it's pedophile.
If it's certified pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certified pedophile.
Yeah.
After, I think it's maybe not even three strikes.
Mm.
I think really one strike.
Yeah.
But let's say you get one chance to say mental illness.
Mm.
Or that your heart medication made you do it, like Vito from The Sopranos being gay.
Yeah.
I think two strikes and you're just done. Or at least chemical castration.
Okay, so I'm going slightly in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we should do with them is have them involuntarily enter a medical, like an experimental medical procedure program. And that's just the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Their body is, your body is donated to science against your will.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Why kill people when we could, like, actually do stuff to help other people?
Yeah. Let's learn from them.
Yeah.
Not how to pedophile.
We just find out kids.
Let's learn pickup lines for babies.
Yeah. When I say learn from them, I don't mean read their diary. Yeah. I don't mean that.
But. Yeah, pickup lines. It's, hey, how you doing in those pickup ups?
Yeah.
And again, I say this with caution, just because I do think it is pretty crazy that everyone that keeps saying any shooter didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happens to be found with hard drives full of child porn.
Yeah.
Mm. Like the Las Vegas shooter's brother is like, this doesn't add up. And they're like, really? Oh, it turns out you're a pedophile. Goodbye forever.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a pedophile. I shot that guy. I really did. That was me. I did shoot.
Wait, it was his brother who was a pedophile? Or
the Las Vegas shooter's brother, I believe, came out publicly. It was like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And then they found out he would. So the people who defend shooters are pedophiles.
The people that say that there was more than one shooter, when that is not the narrative that they want out there.
Okay.
Oh. Wait, are you saying Candace Owens is a pedophile? Is that what I'm hearing right now? Because she's my number one bae, and I refuse to believe that.
Mm.
I'm saying that...
The Stop Asking Questions video?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I think that maybe when you have information, instead of just killing you like we used to,
yeah,
now to make you disappear, we fill up your computer with naughty, mm-hmm. or at least say it was.
Yeah.
And that way, A, you're immediately discredited and you're a pariah, right?
If that hasn't happened yet, that's going to start happening. People are going to start putting child porn on other people's hard drives to get them in
that's
trouble.
That's for sure happened.
Shan, did I get that right? It was the brother of the Las Vegas shooter?
I believe so. Let me look over this.
So, saying that's what happened to him. That he said something.
Honestly, what happened? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I think my brother was working with people or something happened and he's a patsy.
Yeah.
And then he immediately went to jail for child porn on his computer.
Yeah. Oh, when you first said it, I thought this guy's a pedophile. But no, the theory is that they implanted it because he was onto something. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That happened to the guy.
I was slow on that.
I think that's happened with a couple shootings.
Yeah, the Kirk shooting, there was a guy that immediately when it happened, an old man stood up and was like, it was me, to be a decoy, like to defer, like turns out, he got arrested for having a ton of child porn. So, Zach's not wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's a strategy.
But now every time I see someone caught as a pedophile, I'm going to be like, what did they know?
The kids are hot.
I'm just not going to believe any of these cases anymore.
Yeah, get that guy a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, some real fucking crazy creep with a terabyte of child porn, and I'm going to be like, what did he know about the government?
For sure.
I found it. So
oh, please.
It said that it was his estranged brother, and that they claim that...
Estranged brother.
Yeah, I would say the one that killed all the people was the estranged brother.
Yeah.
And they claim that the investigation predates the massacre, but the brother was 58 years old and was living in an assisted living facility, waiting for surgery for spinal stenosis at the time.
This could be an IP address mix up.
Yeah.
You know, he's in a facility with probably a bunch of former pedophiles. Yeah. Like, I don't know how IP addresses work.
It said he had over 600 explicit images of minors that he also swapped pornography. He faces 19 counts of sexual exploitation of a child and one count of possession of child pornography.
Swapped
like trading cards,
yeah, or like those old like wrestling tape traders. they're a bunch of child pornographers tape trading.
That's crazy.
Yeah, see, wait till the end of this one.
Yeah,
yeah.
They give it. Kids
start fighting back.
They have star rating. Is there a Dave Meltzer of child porn?
Minus 5 stars.
Yeah.
obviously, adults pretending to be children.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It would have been 5 stars if that pedophile was in Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
if that kid had gotten fined in Japan, that would have been a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Dude, complaining about the cinematography of child porn is crazy. Derivative.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject completely, but Mrs. Amico read me a thing on Threads yesterday that I thought was rage bait, and I still think might be. However, I kind of wrapped my head around the concept.
Okay.
And it was that if you cheat in a monogamous relationship, it is sexual assault. Because, it took me a minute to wrap my head around it. I thought it was like rage bait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But basically, their thought was, and Shannon would love your opinion, that if you are with someone and you are under the collective understanding that you two are monogamous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did see this. Yes, I remember this.
If you cheat on them, it basically backdoor undoes their consent to have sex with you because they are having sex with you under the pretense that they are the only person you're sleeping with. And when you cheat on them, it then changes the social contract of your relationship, and you are now having sex with them under false pretenses, and it is sexual assault.
And there's also, if you're like, if it's unprotected, you're sharing someone's body with someone that they didn't consent to. I can see how you get your head around it, but I also just think sexual assault can't be made into that broad of a term where it includes that many different things.
I believe my term, what I said yesterday was just, you know, not everything has to be rape.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be a bad thing.
Exactly, yeah.
But we can't call everything rape because then rape, much like we talked about pedophile.
Yeah.
Then rape.
Yes.
It's, you know, you can't, it's very, I always thought it was so funny that it's called the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
It means something bad happened to one girl and then some other one went, Me Too!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to come off very sexist.
Sure.
Right? And I want to apologize to Shannon right now. But I think this is highlighting the problem with women getting educations. Mm-hmm. This is insane. Like some bitch went to law school and she was like, you know what?
Mm.
And then came up with this. Like, this
oh,
is
it's
crazy.
Like when a narcissist goes to therapy and all of a sudden they're like, you know what? I realized everyone else is the problem.
Dude, they're diagnosing everybody.
Yeah.
That's like women have to stop reading. It's ruining society. Like, this is crazy.
Preach.
Yeah, like first of all, I don't think a woman has ever had a good idea. I mean, can anybody, Shannon, your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are, I think that women should be reading more books and less TikTok.
Yes.
Because it's not going to law school that causes this. It's scrolling through the internet and buying stupid bullshit like this.
Listening to too much Call Her Daddy.
Yes. I agree with what Matt said before, where if it's unprotected sex and it's actually putting you at risk, that's like an issue. I don't know that necessarily sexual assault. But if you're going to go down this road, that means that any kind of lying changes the basis of your relationship. And that, I think, is a spit in the face of anybody who's actually ever been sexually assaulted.
I agree, because then if your chick says, do I look fat in this, and you lie,
that's assault.
She does.
Yeah.
Now you've changed the pretenses of your... Exactly, Shannon. You've changed the pretenses of your relationship, and then you just rape this fat girl.
Mm. I once had a girl say she loved me and begged me to say it back, and I wouldn't. Then when I finally did, she ghosted me. I think I was raped now. I only had sex with her because I thought she loved me.
There you go.
Dude, that sounds very assaulty to me. I think you've got yourself a case here.
Hell yeah. I got to start reading more so I could be part of the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
I had a girl tell me she was barren.
Yeah.
And she couldn't have kids and I could come in her. And then a year later, she had a kid.
Mm.
And boy, was I nervous.
Yeah.
Somebody had to do some math.
Yeah.
Somebody had to go on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then look at their schedule.
Yeah. Also, Sydney, when you were like, this may come off as sexist, did you know you were going to say a woman has never had a good idea?
Yeah, I think that's on the fence for sexist.
It's on the fence. I'm not sure if it's sexist. This may come off. Depends on how you interpret it.
How you look at it.
Yeah.
How you interpret it.
That's not on the fence. Yeah. That's through the chin. That's impaled on the fence.
Yeah. I think I've got, in general, cheating. Like, whenever there's a public scandal of someone cheating, there's one right now in the NFL. I don't know if you heard about it. There's, an NFL coach who has been cheating with a female reporter for the last 6 years. It's come out now.
Good.
And but she was like, he's been married with the family the whole time. She was engaged to the guy she's now married to, and they have a son whose first name is the same name as the coach she was cheating with.
Awesome.
But I go, like, there's times where...
Is it DeBrickashaw?
Yeah, it's DeBrickashaw.
By the way, let's admit, 6 years?
Yeah.
That was a good run.
Yeah.
That guy, that's a coach.
Yeah.
That's a guy who knows how to plan.
It just came out yesterday also that she had made a Spotify playlist that she shared with him like 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it was called like Getting Over the Hill. And it was when his team had a 4-game losing streak.
Oh, wow. She was like even trying to motivate him.
Yeah, and she was getting like reports. She was reporting certain things like from insiders at this team. And,
that's crazy.
And now it just came out that there was like pictures of them a few weeks ago, and then after that they found photos from like 6 years ago in a bar. But I go back and forth with cheating as like I think the Tiger Woods thing and all, where sometimes I want to be like it's their personal life, whatever. But then I'm like, it is bad.
I mean, no. Well, obviously, it's not. I mean, you're lying. You're lying to a person. You're breaking somebody's trust. But at the same time, if you like a woman gets with a guy because she's attracted to him, in a lot of ways, risky behavior in a guy is a very attractive thing.
Yeah.
And people who are prone to risky behavior are also prone to cheating. Like, you got with somebody that was prone to cheating because you thought that trait was attractive. Shannon?
Yeah.
Am I right, Shannon?
No, I disagree. Well, even though I'm just pretty sure all men cheat, basically. But I don't think that women are attracted to the idea of cheating.
I think any man who has a deep desire for power.
Any man has a dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has the cheating bug in them.
Mm.
Because, so like, they say, you know, every politician cheats. Yeah. If you think you should lead the free world, you think one vagina is enough for you?
Yeah.
Like, there is the rock star, the president, I would argue, mega athlete, coach.
Yeah.
Like, you live in such highs.
Yeah.
That you're going to go home.
That's the other one now. Klay Thompson cheated on Megan Thee Stallion.
But you also have gambling addicts that also are going to cheat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a different end of the spectrum. Like, people that are like gambling addicts, adrenaline junkies, like people that like risky behavior, like to test the odds, right? Yeah. Like, am I going to be able to have sex with this girl and she not ruin my life? Let's see.
Mm.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Right? Has anybody at the table other than me cheated aggressively at a point in her life?
I haven't. I'm not. I was in an open relationship with the girl, and she decided at a certain point it wasn't going to be open. And apparently, I had agreed one night when I was drunk and didn't remember, and then she accused me of cheating later. But I still thought it was open.
Listen, I'll say this. Yeah. I will tell my son that cheating is bad. I will hope he never cheats a day in his life. But I will say for a fact that cheating is exhilarating. Dude, you are living on the edge, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You're basically a spy. You're like, you're living an alternate life for that moment of time.
I'll just keep dating girls with BPD for my
acceleration.
It's
like spinning plates.
Yeah.
There's a lot to... I don't think in the cell phone era it's possible to accomplish what generations past had.
Mm. Yeah.
I agree.
Mm. Yeah.
And I will say, as someone who in past relationships had proclivities, it is an amazing feeling being able to hand my wife my phone to order food or watch a YouTube video or like read something and not have my heart beating out of my chest that some fucking schizophrenic girl from Canada is going to send a picture of her asshole.
Yeah. And I've been pretty, if I don't feel like this is a girl who I want to be exclusive with, I just don't get in the relationship. Because when I'm in the relationship, that's the part of being in a relationship I enjoy, is the feeling of, I have this. And it's like, I don't have to like worry about a bunch of other things. You have to worry about all that shit when you're single.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm like older, like my wife and I've been together for 26 years. Like, that is something that I definitely appreciate.
Yeah,
because we don't have necessarily an exciting relationship because neither one of us are scandalous people.
Yeah,
so we have like a very like ho-hum relationship. We're just raising kids and doing jujitsu. That's all we.
Being able to like be happy with something that crazy people think is boring, I think, is the ideal.
Well, I think certain people, just like you said, like adrenaline junkies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people are just drama junkies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they create problems where they don't exist. Or they'll like, so like, anytime you see a couple with a joint Facebook account.
Yeah.
One of the
A, I know somebody cheated.
For sure.
B, I know somebody of those two is going to use that account to talk a bunch of shit about the other one one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will never be, oh, we just share Facebook and we get along great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day that will be used to go, you know, quick update.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 days ago, Jonathan came home drunk.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So when I was, again, I'm speaking about back in the day. I'm 45, almost 46 now. I stopped my cheating around like 24, 25.
Yeah.
But back then, I used to get in relationships with like somebody that would be really easy to get in a relationship. It was like low work because she was so into me. But being in a relationship made me comfortable, and it made it easier for me to get after girls that I wanted to cheat with.
I mean, that was for me at around that age when it was if there was a girl who was really into me, I would never get in the relationship. But in hindsight, I'm like, I let them believe more than I actually felt. I still felt guilty for that. But in my head, I was like, but I'm not getting in the relationship, so I'm not doing anything wrong. But I knew it a little bit.
Matt, if I was using that asterisk, then I would have to take back the idea that I even got in a relationship with them at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was doing.
Exactly.
I was doing that. And it took me a while to even come to terms with the fact that me doing that was me cheating.
Yeah.
Because I argued it tooth and nail. I remember, dude, I was cheating with this girl.
Oh, you'll come up with every justification in the world. Goodness, when you're,
dude, I'm in a college stairwell of a dorm with this girl just like scream crying, like echoing throughout the place, and me just like, we were never together.
Yeah.
Like, why are you this upset?
Yeah.
You know?
Scotty the Carney's calling.
Zach got a call from 1994. Yeah.
My apologies. Well, while we're talking about this, it's a perfect transition. Long Island woman throws dynamite at sleeping boyfriend.
Let's go. Dude, I love that. Like, Acme is now a real story.
Hell yeah.
And, like, people are getting...
Anybody ever think that maybe Roadrunner cheated on Wile E. Coyote?
So, this chick, she's 25. I'll show you her picture before I continue with the story. This is her.
Oh, she looks like a dynamite thrower.
She had threatened her boyfriend several times to attack him with dynamite. I don't know why this is her go-to thing, but she threatened him several times. And then this particular day they were arguing, and then they both like left the house. They came back home. He fell asleep, and then she threw dynamite into the room where he was sleeping. He woke up supposedly to the sound of the hissing of the TNT, and then he grabbed.
So then he drew a tunnel. He painted a tunnel on the wall and ran away.
She is banging Wile E. Coyote. That's crazy.
Yep.
So he grabbed it in an attempt to throw it out of the room, and of course it exploded in his hand.
Covered in soot.
Just the eyes.
No, I think he might have looked like that before.
He got blacker face.
He had to have his hand and part of his arm amputated.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now in jail.
Question. Where'd she get dynamite?
Dude.
Can you just buy dynamite?
Crazy.
In Long Island, I don't know. Like, if it was somewhere in, like, the Midwest, I don't know. I assume, just from watching
Shannon,
Joe.
Yeah.
If just from watching
Shannon,
Joe
can we
Dirt.
Buy dynamite?
Like, is she, like, making tunnels somewhere? Yeah, like,
I don't
in
know.
Her
from watching
job?
Joe Dirt, I assume there's Native Americans on the side of the highway in America selling them. I don't know about Long Island. Not in Long Island, though.
And was it like what we can? Was it a red stick with a fuse?
Yeah,
with an alarm clock.
He said he woke up to the sound of the hissing.
I don't know if I would have. That wouldn't have woke me up. Like he obviously has some experience with dynamite. Like if I heard that hissing in my room, I would like put my pill. If I'm sleeping, I would turn the other way.
I would assume it was the radiator.
You know what I'm saying?
Or like a pipe or something.
Something's going wrong in my house that needs to get my attention that never will. Like. Not a dynamite stick.
Good thing they don't make bombs that chirp like smoke detectors. Once this bomb chirps 85 times over the next 3 hours.
Well, that was the problem. If his smoke detector worked properly, that would have been figured out way sooner.
Oh, yeah. So she... I like that it was a constant threat to attack him with dynamite.
Yeah.
Because that means she had it and threatened him with unlit dynamite. Like, she had it in her purse.
Yeah, she was pointing dynamite at him in arguments. Just like, you better, you know, like...
Not only that, every once in a while, she'd be on the bus and go to grab a tampon or a Slim Jim.
Dynamite falls out.
And accidentally take out dynamite.
He must have had this threat said so many times that when he heard, that's why he woke up to the sound of the fuse.
She fucking did it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of...
He was waking up having nightmares about it in the past.
I like the idea of her throwing a tampon at him. and then looking she has down. Ruh-roh. You hold up a little sign that says help.
Yeah. That's all, folks.
I done blown up my pussy.
Best orgasm she ever had in her life.
Yeah. Can we see her one more time? Is Nubian goddess?
Yeah, she looks like comedian Chanel Ali.
I can see that.
I want to know. Chad, Google, can you just buy dynamite? Or maybe, do you think maybe they were in an industry?
So it says, I looked it up, and it says in New York State, you cannot just buy dynamite. The only way you can buy it is if you have a particular license to possess, transport, or use explosives.
So maybe they were in an industry where they had access to dynamite?
Mm. Or drove to Pennsylvania.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, as soon as you enter Pennsylvania from New Jersey on one of those highways, there's like a big fireworks.
You bet fireworks, not dynamite.
They have dynamite in there. I mean, like, it might as well be dynamite in there. It's like they have like the quarter sticks and then something that doesn't have a measurement on it that's bigger than a quarter stick.
Shannon, look up, can you buy dynamite in Pennsylvania?
Yes, you can legally buy dynamite in Pennsylvania, but it is strictly regulated. Oh, and not available for general consumer purchase like everyday goods. You have to navigate both federal and state requirements.
You just got to navigate it.
Yeah. I would hear people like she's growing Magellan. Up like 4th of July celebrations drive down to Pennsylvania to get fireworks.
No. Yeah, fireworks is different though.
I feel like someone...
Shannon, am I crazy? Dynamite is not fireworks.
I don't think so.
No, I think that there's a specific characterization that dynamite is outside of fireworks.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. But I feel like if you go there and you like say the right things and say the certain person sent you...
Oh, like when you get unlabeled cigarettes?
You know what I mean? Or you know how like you know how like when black people go to restaurants and they ask for like, we want the stuff you got in the back. We know that, you know, you give this to the regular customers, but we want what you got in the back. Like they always want the hookup.
Yeah.
She probably asked for the hookup and he was like, well, fuck, she knows. They had to give her dynamite.
Yeah.
You know what I always notice black guys do? In pizza shops, they always, when they get a slice, point to the biggest slice in the pie and say that's the one they want.
Yeah.
Even if that's not the next one in the order. Especially a dollar pizza.
I support.
I'm not against it.
I've never done it, but I support.
I would never do it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're just, you live and die by the order of the pie.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, and I've only seen black guys do it. They'll say, nah. That one.
Dude, I think we should give it to them, and that's reparations.
I'm fine with it. They got the piece of the pie.
Yeah, there you go.
If you build up enough goodwill with a pizza shop as a black person, they'll ask you what piece you want. Mm. Like, you'll go in line, you'll be in line a bunch of behind white people, they'll order pizza, they just get the pizza they get. And then they come to you, and they'll be like, oh, my guy, which one do you want?
Yeah,
okay.
Like, my guy, what do you want? What do you want today?
And or are they just assuming? And they're trying to...
Nah, you have to... I feel like it's only happened for me because I go in there and I build up enough goodwill.
Maybe they're terrified of you. Which one do you want?
I am the nicest guy. I have such a high regard for people that serve us food.
Yeah.
Dude, when I go, I feel like I am in a theme park. Every deli I step into, dude, I just light up and people notice it. Dude, I change.
Are they nice to you in delis?
Everywhere that serves food. Everywhere that serves food.
I mean, I'm nice to them, but I mean, I feel like delis in New York, they're mean, but they make great sandwiches. The meaner they are, the better the food in a deli. Dude, but the nicer they are, the better the pizza.
Yeah, the one at the end of the block here, the deli at the end of the block next to the flower shop.
Yeah.
When I go in there, like he always gives me a smile and points.
Okay, yeah.
Like, and I only go there when I come up here. Like, yeah. That's how much I beam when I get food.
Yeah. I like that. I like having that relationship with. I like going to the same spots often enough that some of the people who are there will like just like recognition of like, ah, it's you,
dude. So my favorite thing in my deli that's close by, because sometimes people will buy stuff or they'll order the wrong thing and then they get there and realize that it's not what they wanted and so they leave it at this. Dude, I go there sometimes and it'll be like, hey, people ordered such and such and such. Do you want it? I get that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like if I go to my deli around. I would say like 2 p.m., so like after the lunch rush, while everything is kind of dying down, I can get somebody's wrong order.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's important to build relationships.
Yeah.
I enjoy it very much. I'm very like, We had this conversation on the show the other day about how I always say hi to my neighbors in the elevator and shit.
Yeah, but then
that always pays back tenfold.
Yep.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, respect the deli workers. Fuck the cops. That's how I. That's how I
never resisted the deli at all.
Never resisted.
Shannon feels the same way, but literally. All right, guys. Thank you so much. That's going to be today's episode. Thank you to Matt Maron and Sydney Gant. And we'll be back live on Friday. Bye bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Papa may go chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.